Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
So the Warriors lose game 5, 121-110. Minnesota going back to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. They're the first Minnesota-based MLB, this according to OptiStats, MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL team to be among the final four teams remaining in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Minnesota North Stars did it back in 1980 and 81. That's a Dino Ciccarelli North Star.
Ciccarelli?
Neil Black.
Wow. Yeah. Is that Willie Clark? Or is he before that?
He might have been
before that. Is that pre-helmets?
The helmet, right? The helmet started to be implemented in the 80s, so it was probably pre-helmet, okay. Yeah.
I just remember, I think it was like Ronnie Dufresne or Duchesne was the last one that we used to wear the. Anyway, let's get back.
Let's
to
get
basketball.
Back to this. Yeah, 121-110.
I can go on 85.
That's a Warrior radio season high of going off kilter in the postgame in like 30 seconds.
It really is.
So
again,
it's a pretty simple equation here. You don't have Steph Curry. I think. Well, let me ask you. Okay,
yep.
So you look at this now in a clinical view.
Yep.
You don't have Steph Curry. So what does this team need to avoid that kind of situation maybe in the future?
Well, when you have your whole offense built around like what Steph brings to the table.
Right.
I think the one thing this shows is they need more shooting.
Yes,
they got to have more shooters around Steph. And the problem is can you get enough shooters that can also play defense? Well, those are two-way players. Those guys cost a lot, and those guys aren't all that available. What you saw out here in this series was there was a defensive lineup that had trouble stretching the court and a team that could kind of stretch the court but really wasn't great at stopping the Wolves. So that's why the Warriors were so great, when they started their run back in 15, was they had a bunch of two-way players on the team, a bunch of guys that could do different things on offense and on defense. That's how they won those championships. So they just don't have that anymore. That's not the way the team is built. Jimmy Butler is a two-way player. Steph's more of a one-way, but he's better defensively than he gets credit for. But really, when you look at two-way players, it's kind of Jimmy Butler and I guess Draymond, if you consider that he's a playmaker. But it's hard when you say, okay, Steph's the guy. Let's try to maximize his window, which, who knows? People say another year or two. I don't know. When I watch LeBron play now, I'm like, well, maybe anything's possible for these guys that are just kind of freaks and keep themselves in great shape, because LeBron shouldn't be playing the way LeBron's playing at this age. So maybe the window is another 2-3 years. I don't know.
I'd say that's fair, because even the way they got bounced out by Minnesota, who exposed their lack of defense – LeBron's still one of the best players in the league at 40.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've got to revise our standard thinking as to how long guys can play. And I think Steph is still a great player.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no doubt about that.
And
the only thing, LeBron's much bigger, so he's able to take a pounding, but Steph doesn't play that way. So, no. Anyway, the point is, if you're going to say we're going to maximize Steph and try to put the best team around him to win, well, then he's going to be the center of the offense. If he gets hurt, then you're probably toast at that point. I mean, you may be able to cobble together some wins and win a few here, win a few there, but to do anything or do what you want to do in the postseason, that's going to be awfully tough. So it'll be fun to see a full year of Jimmy Butler and see how that plays out. Pajemski will have another offseason to be the guy he was in the last 2 months of the season, and even grow that a little bit. We'll see where some of the minutes and the confidence takes Moody. I mean, Moody was up, he was down, he was out, he was in, he was a major part, he was a starter, he wasn't a starter, he was in the rotation, he was out of the rotation. So the one thing about Moody, though, he's gonna stay ready for you. Can Quentin Post be a more reliable defender, or is he just a stretch five and that's it? because we saw Quentin Post anytime he was inside the paint, he certainly was not comfortable. He was more comfortable outside the three-point line catch and shoot, and you know he's not much of a rim protector. So they got some stuff to look at and figure out, but I think they got some pieces. But it's all contingent on Steph. That's what you built this thing for. That's what you build it around. And if he gets hurt, then, again, you're probably toast at that point. And that's always a consideration because the older you get, the more likely you are to get hurt. Even though these guys are playing longer, even though LeBron's played longer, he's gotten hurt more the last 4 or 5 years of his career. So, you know, that's just but if you're going to sell out for it, sell out for it. And Steph is the, you know, he's a nexus. He's the center of your universe, of your offense, and that's what you build it around.
And I've come to the conclusion in my old age that I'd never fault any professional sports team that wants to go all in. You know, if a team goes all in and doesn't get there, you know, God bless them, because that's what this is about. Yeah. I think a lot of people get lost in the contracts and the money and the awards and everything else and the, you know, all, some of the drama that goes on. But it's really about who wins, who wins the title. Yeah. And so if you're a team like the Warriors and you have a shrinking window with your stars getting older, what the heck? You know, again, it's not our money, obviously, but certainly the Warriors have shown nothing but effort to try to make this work. And I expect a very active offseason, as active as they can be under the constraints of the collective bargaining agreement. So I don't think it's going to be a quiet offseason.
Well, and you also got to ask yourself, you know, how many assets do we want to sacrifice in toward that goal of maximizing Steph's window?
Right.
Whether it be your young talent or your draft capital. Like, how much of that do you want to say, okay, then heck with it. We need one more player here, and what type of player would they need? I mean, a wing. I mean, a wing's the guy, and, if you could find one, a guy that could shoot. I mean, they need more spacing. That was apparent when Steph was out. They need more spacing. They want to be a team that shoots a bunch of threes, and they did this year with relative success. But, you know, Steph's taking 11 of them a game.
Yeah.
You know, and hitting over 4 a game right there. So that's, you know, that's a lot of attempts and a lot of makes that one guy. And when he leaves, he takes away the spacing with him too. So it's a double whammy. Right. He's not getting the shots up, and the court shrinks, so it's hard.
Yeah, what we talk about is the gravity all the time. You know, he cuts away, and like two defenders look to go with him because they got to worry about Steph Curry.
Yeah,
so,
no, absolutely. So anyway. You know, they're just going to have to figure things. I mean, every offseason, right? I think every offseason you go into it and you examine and reexamine your organization and say, okay, where are we? What's possible next year? What do we have? What do we have to keep? What are we willing to part with? And again, I'm not just talking about players. I'm talking about draft capital as well. Because and I get it. Because I wanted to see a maximized Steph too, but you don't want to put yourself in a position where, you know, you're some of these teams and you don't have picks for 6 years, and you're just going, well, great. You know, I mean, not that you can't mess up picks, but that's a way to have, you know. It's just cheap labor. I mean, it's like you get basketball players on your team, and they could be good, and they're not making much on the salary cap, and that's how you're able to go out there and afford maybe some free agents or maneuver with some trades and stuff. So, you know, there are some teams that have given away picks, and it's worked. Some haven't. Though, again, you know, they'll reexamine everything. Because the one thing I know about this organization, they want to win. From the top to the bottom, they want to win, and they're going to try to figure out a way. Now, whether there's an avenue there for them, don't know, but if there is one, they'll figure out a way to get on that avenue and head toward a another title run if they could.
Well, first of all, great to see you on the road.
Yeah,
hopefully
it was fun.
Hopefully, we'll see you more on the road next year.
It's possible. It's possible. My schedule's lightened up.
The schedule is lightened up. Yeah. Well, you know, we
have to run that by the powers that be.
The power that be.
The power that be. There you go. The power.
There's
that
no
be.
Plural.
And we'll see. We'll see what.
Well, maybe we can set like a geographical boundary. You know?
Yeah. Maybe do some West Coast stuff.
Yeah.
There were just some weird road trips this year, because every road trip that included a West Coast team included like three East Coast teams too.
It was the most insane schedule, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we'll start a trip into L.A. and ended up in like Orlando. What?
You know. But I wouldn't mind. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I can go do 60 games next year and go on, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 road, something like that. I don't know, because I like getting out on the road and calling games from different arenas that I haven't been to in years and get to see some of my old friends like Jim Peterson, who's my counterpart with the Timberwolves.
By the way, the Wolves are very lucky to have two great announcers over there, Alan Horton and Jim Peterson, two guys that are just really, really good at what they do.
It's been a fun year. I enjoy, you know, being with you and RC and Mike and Alan and everybody. It's fun to show up and call basketball games and have a good time and get to laugh a little bit and talk sports. Nothing better than that.
Oh, absolutely. We have fun. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it so much
to the broadcast. I just enjoy working with you.
I enjoy working with you immensely, and I can't wait to start it up again next year.